And we welcome in this morning the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Wednesday evenings at 7:30 or anytime on your favorite podcast app. She is also the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard. It is the always joyful Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David. It's great to be with you.
Hey, you know, before we get started talking a little bit about your position as the Faith Formation Director, I want you to listen to this, and can you tell me what this is?
I'm making waffles.
Maybe a line from a movie or something about waffles.
That is exactly right. That is the donkey from the movie Shrek. And I play that for you with this very important question. This may be the most important question you get today. Which do you prefer, pancakes or waffles?
I'm going to have to say pancakes, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, Brenda and I both went with waffles, but we went with waffles, too, because today is National Waffle Day.
Oh, awesome. I'll have to keep that in mind. I'll try to find some waffles by the end of the day.
There you go. Well, I've been looking at the St. Anthony Catholic Church website, and it is a wonderful website because it lists out how many wonderful faith programs you have at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, and you being the Faith Formation Director, have been there a year now, is that right?
That's right, yeah, almost to the day, actually, been there for a year, and I know, David, a lot of people like me who started in parish ministry during COVID were really looking forward to getting into more in-person ministry, and while always ready to kind of pivot and adjust wherever is necessary,
right.
But just getting into that rhythm. And, you know, David, while still, I know that we can still incorporate things that we learned during a really unusual year, but that can carry over into this year. And for example, I think of how last year we really didn't have a choice but to focus on the essentials and the foundations. There wasn't the same kind of hospitality. We weren't doing a lot of like shared projects like arts and crafts. We had shorter amounts of time together because we couldn't stay on Zoom for hours on end.
Right,
so
yes.
I've been pondering those essentials and foundations as I enter into the fall. And David, I really have it on my heart that everything we do, all the different programs somehow all have to point back to Sunday, back to the Mass, back to the Eucharist. So that's been one of the key principles driving the planning for faith formation, drawing parishioners into a deeper understanding and gratitude for the gift of the Eucharist, the gift of communion. But it's great to get back into things. And for a lot of my focus is with families, so it's with families and adults as well. We have something called LOFT, which is Learning Our Faith Together. We've done it for a few years at the parish. And we offer First Communion preparation and baptismal preparation for children as well. So the families will come together a few times a month for that. So I'm excited to get that started in September. And as usual, we have our adult faith formation programs too. So we have Disciples Grow, which are small groups that focus more on special topics like the Psalms or church history or maybe a certain sacrament. And we do that all year long. And then we've got Disciples Believe, and that really is for adults who haven't received confirmation or First Holy Communion yet, and so they go through a preparation. And David, this was another lesson from the last year, is because we did more like individual one-on-one meetings because we weren't doing as much stuff in groups.
Right.
And I have found there is so much rich conversation that can happen in those moments, and I have to say one of my favorite things, David, has been when people tell me they literally just Googled local Catholic church and they reached out to us. And a number of times over the last year, I've had the privilege of walking folks through a Catholic church for the very first time. It's the first time they've seen a tabernacle, the Stations of the Cross, the statues of saints. And I cherish those moments because to see our faith through their eyes reminds me of the power, the beauty, the hope, the grace, the mercy, all of it, all that has been given to us by Jesus Christ through his church. Mm. And that, David, has just been an amazing thing to share with others.
Oh, that is beautiful. We're speaking with Miriam Marston. She is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard and the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio Wednesday evenings at 7:30, or you can hear it anytime on your favorite podcast app. Miriam, what you said there about walking people through the church and walking people through your faith formation programs, and we are a church of community, and I've got to believe that as we get back together and to see people, to talk to people, and to hear their stories, their journey, that's got to be something special too, just to hear how they got from here to here and where you're going to take them further with your faith formation.
Absolutely. And the stories are central to this. And you bring up a really good point that I always emphasize, is that my job is not, you're right, to kind of bring from point A to point B, but it's not bringing people to a finish line with the faith formation or sacramental preparation. I'm just helping people get to a new starting point, to a new starting line. And I really do emphasize that, because the story continues even when someone has completed a program. That doesn't mean the journey has stopped, and we need to keep kind of reminding each other that. I have to remind myself that all the time, to say, okay, I'm not moving towards a completion or a finish, but rather to a new start and a new beginning.
Yeah, that I love that. I mean, hopefully the journey never ends until we get to that final journey place that we all hope we get to. But until that point, we're always on a journey. We're always on a quest. And the faith formation programs that you provide just are one path that they can take, or many paths they can take through the different programs.
Absolutely. And the important thing, too, is that we are not alone. And you mentioned community and communion, and it's so key to remember that we are doing this side by side alongside other disciples who are striving to follow Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, because we think about Mater Dei Radio, and of course your program on Wednesday evening, Blazing the Trail.
Yeah.
How many stories we have heard from people who have been listening to Mater Dei Radio and have questioned their faith, or have questions about the Catholic Church. Catholic Answers Live, one of the most popular programs that we've aired for forever, it seems like, and it has always brought people on that journey. It's opened a door. It's just opened a little door for them, and then you're able to open that door a little bit wider through your faith formation programs.
Absolutely. Amen. And for all the stories we do hear, David, we know there's a lot of stories we don't hear, and I thank God for all those kind of stories we don't hear about, and all that has been done in people's lives that will hopefully one day be revealed to all of us.
So much so, for sure. Miriam Marston, she is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard here on Mater Dei Radio Wednesday evenings at 7:30, or on your favorite podcast, as well as the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard. Well, Miriam, congratulations on your one-year anniversary there at St. Anthony Catholic Church, and thank you so much for your vocation and for your service.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you, David, Brenda, and all your listeners.
All right. You as well. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Bye.